स्वर्ग जरूर फिर रिपीट होगा। स्वर्ग में जब होंगे तो वहां ऐसे नहीं कहेंगे नर्क फिर से रिपीट करेंगे। कितना ज्ञान के गहराई में बाबा लेके जाता है एक एक बात के। अभी कहते हो पौत्रता सुख शांति की नई दुनिया फिर से रिपीट होंगी। ये तो पुरानी दुनिया दुखदाम है, इनको आयरन एज कहा जाता है, नई दुनिया भी तो थी ना, उनको स्वर्ग कहते हैं। ये ज्ञान तुम्हारे बुद्धि में ठहरा हुआ है, बरोबर हम फिर से देवी देवता बन रहे हैं। तुम्हारी एम एंड ऑब्जेक्टिव यह है, हम फिर से स्वर्ग की बादशाही लेते हैं। बेहद के बाप से वर्षा जरूर लेंगे। कौन बैठ गया बाबा, क्वेश्चन ही नहीं है बाबा, दे रहा है। ये अच्छी रीत याद करना है, हम आत्माएं वहां रहती है पर हम यहाँ आइए पाठ बजाने। अब स्मृति मिली है, 84 जन्म कैसे लेते हैं बाप समझाते हैं भी है। तुम ब्रह्मा मुख वंशावली ब्राह्मणों को है, ब्राह्मण बनने बिगर प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा का बच्चा बनने के बिगर शिव बाबा से वर्षा कैसे लेंगे। प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा तो मशहूर है ना, ब्रह्मा द्वारा नई दुनिया की स्थापना करते हैं, तो नई दुनिया का राज भी जरूर उनको मिला होगा। ब्रह्मा द्वारा नई दुनिया की स्थापना करते हैं तो नई दुनिया का राज भी जरूर उनको मिला होगा। 5000 वर्ष पहले भी ब्रह्मा द्वारा विष्णुपुरी की स्थापना की थी, अब फिर रिपीट होगा, उसके लिए तुम तैयारी कर रहे हो। कई बच्चे पूछते हैं, सुनो भी, कई बच्चे पूछते हैं ड्रामा को बड़ा माने या पुरुषार्थ को बड़ा माने। समझाया जाता है पुरुषार्थ तो जरूर करना ही है, पुरुषार्थ बिगैर प्रारब्ध कैसे मिलेंगी, पूरा पुरुषार्थ करना है। कोई अच्छी पुरुषार्थ करते हैं तो समझा जाता है ड्रामा अनुसार का पुरुषार्थ अच्छा चलता है, पद भी अच्छा पाएंगे। उनका पुरुषार्थ बहुत तीव्र चलता है, फिर चलते किसका पुरुषार्थ तीव्र चलता है, फिर चलते चलते कोई का कम पद भी हो जाता है। ब्राह्मणा जानती है, ब्राह्मणों के पास आने वाले भी जानते हैं फलाना बहुत अच्छा चलता था, आजकल आता ही नहीं है। कहते हमारे बुद्धि में पता नहीं क्यों नहीं बैठता है, अभी तो क्यों नहीं आता, मुझे बुद्धि में नहीं बैठता है ना। बाबा को हम याद ही नहीं कर सकते हैं, बस हम चल नहीं सकेंगे। बड़ी मंजिल है, ऐसे ऐसे लिख देते हैं। मूल बात है निर्विकारी बनना, विकारों को छोड़ना बड़ा मुश्किल है। तुम जानते हो ड्रामा अनुसार कल पहले भी इनकी ऐसी अवस्था ही चली आ रही है, फिर शांत करो तो रिपीट नहीं करो, किसको बोलो नहीं, इसकी अवस्था ऐसी चली आ रही है। अच्छा मीठे मीठे सभी बोलो, मीठे मीठे शिकिल दे बच्चों प्रति मात पिता बाप दादा का याद प्यार गुड मॉर्निंग, रूहानी बाप की रूहानी बच्चों को नमस्ते, रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते। धारणा के लिए मुख्य सार, इस बेहद के खेल को साखी हो देखना है।
Shanti. So look at the unlimited game of life. As a detached observer, don't be afraid of anyone. Become fearless, and to become fearless, practice I am a soul. Make this lesson firm. Number two, look at yourself and give yourself a test, an exam, and test and see that none of my sense organs work without my control, do they? To what extent have I become soul conscious? Have I become victorious over negative karma and the blessing? Every lesson, bring it into your form and give a proof and by giving a proof you will become worthy and an embodiment and an image to grant visions to everyone. So may you be the one who grants visions to others through your form by becoming worthy, by bringing it in your form. So that is saying, and who feels that this is what I have to do? Put your hands up if you feel. If you're not putting your hands up, that means none of you have this feeling that you have to put this into practice. Nothing else. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die doing this. If I'm going to live, I'm going to live like this. So to be worthy and to be an image that grants visions. So those children who just keep lessons in terms of lessons, but actually they bring those lessons from life into their form, into their life, they will become the embodiment of knowledge, love, bliss, and they will be able to be stable. And those who bring every point into their form, they will be stable in that point form. So it's easy to churn a point, however, to become an embodiment of that point and to enable other souls to experience these points, this is to give a proof, that is, to become worthy and an image that grants visions. Slogan, increase the power of concentration, then your mind and intellect will stop wandering around. Om Shanti. Those who get up when class is happening, and so dad is asking that brother, do you have to go to work? Binaben's father, do you have to go to work? But I'm saying that you are those who are retired. So if class is beginning and you stand up, it's not that I mind, but you all stand up and leave. Maybe you have business and work. So why do you, how can you leave? Actually, even those who have to go to work or business, even they shouldn't stand up and go. Now I'm not saying anything. Before I used to say that start your work after class. It's okay, whatever you have to do. When will we get these days again? So point for Amrit Vela for tomorrow. And so through through the children who are children of the Trimurti Shiva, others will experience three types of lights from you. One, the light from your eyes. People talk about the light of the eyes. And so your eyes will seem as if in your eyes there's power, light, and there's bulbs illuminated in your eyes. That's what others will experience. So that power in your eyes. The second one, in your forehead there's a light. Number three, on your head is the crown of light. Not a crown of responsibility that makes you heavy, but the crown of light. One, in your eyes. Second, forehead. And number three, crown. And so give this experience to others, these three types of light. Such a good work, isn't it? And so Daddy's asking Li Bai to come in front. So to die in your lane. To live in your lane. So in your lane, our life will be sacrificed. To live and to die in your lane. We have come to your door to sacrifice our life. Even if you don't look at me or look at me, even if you know or don't know, I will definitely fulfill my promise in your lane. So this love of the heart, it's once in a lifetime. So I will sacrifice myself completely. And you won't even realize. And after dying, everybody in your lane will know. So my world will also be sacrificed in your lane. Om Shanti.
ये गीत बज रहा है बाबा हम बच्चों को देख रहा है.
And says this song is playing. Is playing. Baba is looking at us, and we children are looking at Baba. Baba is sitting in front of us. The soul says, and so it's after I have died that others will talk about how I've died. And so that line from the song. So once Baba had said, are you going to die in my lane or are you going to die around Baba's neck? So how will you die? By becoming the garland around Baba's neck. So when you see Baba in front of you, then it's like these things, they bubble up in your heart. You are automatically pulled to the home, and Baba has come from the soul world here. It's as if, it's not that you have to become zero and then remember the zero, the point, the O, Daddy is saying. And so it's an old sister who wrote to me. I hardly ever get letters filled with realization, but the sister had just written two words of her realizations. How I haven't made honest effort, and this is why I am not happy. Because I have not made honest effort, I am not happy. So I can blame and make excuses for my unhappiness, but actually it's because of not having made honest effort. Others aren't happy with me, I'm not happy with myself. Why? I might not be happy with myself because I can say it's because of this person, that person, this one is good, that one isn't good, and for these reasons my happiness goes away. As soon as I compare, I sort of inside my heart and say, this one is good, this one does this really well. But when will you, you know, how will you have happiness? Has Baba allowed you to think in this way? Are you allowed to think in this way? Children of God are not allowed to think in this way. If you are to die, how will you die? So one is the physical death. According to time, you are settling your karma. And yes, you are finishing your accounts of this birth here with this body, but there's actually accounts elsewhere. That's why you're leaving. And so physical death. Some who want to die, but they don't not able to die. And so in Sindhi, there's a saying how, you know, this one won't die and he won't even let go. And so some people hold on. And so, okay, you're not going to die, but at least let go of everything in your heart. And so spiritually too, in our BK life, some people, they don't die, spiritually die. If you are to spiritually die, then there'll be new life. So to die means to let go of the old. And why can't I die? Because of my old nature, the old sanskaras. And so you kind of remain on the bed in terms of you just hold on. And you keep on complaining, ooh, ah. No, you don't say wah, wah, but you go ooh and ah, you know, in pain. And so those who are able to say wah, baba, wah, the intoxication, then your face, doesn't matter what's going on to the body, Baba just keeps on loving that child. Baba will make that child okay. Baba's very clever. If you have hundreds of thoughts, Baba will say, child, don't have hundreds of thoughts. Child, stand up, wake up, meaning don't be dependent on your illness. And Nehru, the Prime Minister of India, had said about that to sleep is... Okay, to sleep, it's like it's an enemy, and it's like, you know, get up, do something. And so that's why Baba says, you know, to do something. let go of the old. And so you eat from what Baba gives you, and so praise that one. Just to sleep, then Maya will create waste thoughts and put you to sleep. And so those who think wasteful thoughts because of tiredness of thinking too much, Maya puts you to sleep. They need more sleep. Okay, so in the Sunday's Murli Baba had said that okay, you don't have sinful thoughts but wasteful thoughts. They make you tired. They don't allow you to do something. So when your thoughts are filled with power, then you will stand up and Baba will help you. Waste thoughts, it's difficult to even remember Baba when there's waste thoughts. So how will you be able to do anything in that state? There's no yoga, there's no service in waste thoughts. Waste thoughts don't allow you to remain in Baba's remembrance, and you can't even do service. It's not sinful thoughts, okay? You say it's not sinful thoughts, but waste. There's so much power in waste, negative power. It doesn't allow you to create good thoughts so that you can make them elevated and to fill them with power. You're not able to do that. And so, because there's waste. You start remembering the past or what this one and that one said, and it hurts your heart. And so this purity that I am a soul, you can't even breathe that into your heart, that I'm a soul. Baba, I'm your child. I can't even say that because there's just so much hurt in the heart, so much sorrow. Somebody said something, somebody did something. There's so much defamation, that insult, that kind of enters your heart, or that hurt. One, it was just one who hurt you, then you don't like anyone. When you don't like one, it's as if it slowly just spreads and you don't like anyone. Then you wouldn't even like Brahma Bhojan. And you eat Baba Brahma Bhojan and there's pain in your stomach. Baba says, cook with a lot of love, feed others with a lot of love, eat with a lot of love. And there's no time for waste then. As soon as you wake up in the morning, to have such pure, peaceful thoughts. No, it doesn't matter where I'm standing. The atmosphere around won't influence me. Food has an influence on your mind. But it's as if for us that the power of our mind, it makes the food powerful. So it's not that you are what you eat, but your mind will make what you eat powerful. And so your mind has to be healthy for that. What does that mean? It means that there's strength in the mind. There's no illness in the mind then. If the mind is weak, then it's poor mind. You know, poor mind will then get infection. It will be influenced. So the one who is weak, their medicine is then different to the one who's got the infection. I was seeing how they were giving Daddy G all the different medicines. And so for infections, there was antibiotics and big injections. When she was weak in terms of strength, physical strength, then there was different kind of medicine they were giving her. And so David was showing this to me. It must have been from the program last night, how when there's an infection, you have to really look after yourself. And so no insect, you know, no bacteria, nothing to infect you. And so what does that mean? It's like Didi's day is coming closer. And so some people used to be afraid of Didi. And so Daddy's just remembering all the things she's learned from Didi. And so some people were scared because they didn't have the power to listen to her teachings. And I used to give a lot of love. I used to have a lot of love for the teachings that Didi gave. And I had so much love, and I still have so much love, because the teachings she gave, they were filled with caution. Once, Didi had this feeling that around Delhi there should be service. So at 11 o'clock in the morning, I was lying in bed one day, and she came to me and she said, "Have you got a headache?" Because I just said, "Well, I'm just lying down." Does it look good that you're lying in bed? She said. And from that day to today, she said, "Do you enjoy being in bed? If you don't do service, you will have a headache," she said. So from that day, I used to go then to different places around Delhi, Meerut, Saranpur, all the different cities and places around Delhi. And so I just used to have one day there in those different places and do lots and lots of service. And so these are the places Daddy's also been visiting recently, just for one night. And so these are the days of in Bridgekoti, and her health wasn't, Didi's health wasn't good. And Baba told me, Baba had sent me to look after Didi, so that, because other people kept on coming to talk to her. And so Baba said, so make sure nobody comes to talk to Didi, so that she gets, so Didi was given the order to be in silence for her health. And so Baba didn't want anybody to come to her, and so Daddy was being sent to look after, so nobody came to bother Didi. And so to come and ask, you know, "Didi, are you okay? Are you feeling okay?" And it's like waste of time. Just to remain in silence. So there was a little hill. And so from where Baba was and from where Bridgekoti was, had to go up the hill, down the hill, because of Daddy's asthma and her coughing, Daddy Janki's. So she had to go up and down, up and down. And then I just lied down in bed because I was a little tired. And Didi said, "This habit of lying down, it's not good." So I was just trying to catch my breath, but from that day till today, I don't do that. I'll quickly get myself together, but I won't lie down in bed. And so Didi said that to me, and I really took that on board. I didn't mind that what she said. And Didi said that I didn't mean it in that way, but I really took that lesson and learned that lesson. And so when my health wasn't good, then Didi would make sure I would lie down in bed. And so then she would then go to the office, but then I would go out from a different door. And so I used to make her happy and lie down. And I would see that Didi's gone, and from the other door I used to go out to do a bit of service. And so the teachings of the elders has made me strong. It's helped me to become worthy, to become obedient. I have no connection to waste. I have responsibility, but I don't have a headache. It's my fortune. I have received service to do. Everybody's helping me. Everybody's doing. I haven't done anything. So simple. So live simply and be a sample. And this is the lesson I have learned. Be simple. What does that mean? Not to be like a beggar. Clean. Your language, also simple. Easy, soft, not force, and to quickly say things in terms of reaction. There's that softness and easiness in your language. According to the time, according to the need, say whatever has to be said. Not with that force, but this will happen and that will happen. Not that force in your voice. In those days, Didi couldn't come down to listen to the murli. So I used to go to Baba and listen to Baba's murli, and then I used to go back to Didi and say, Didi, Baba said this, Baba said that, and I always used to relate points of dharana inculcation practice. And so even today, Daddy Gulzar said that you always relate points of dharana, of inculcation. Because I used to like points of inculcation to imbibe. Didi used to always say to me, all day long you just relate points of dharana to imbibe to me. What about points of service that Baba said? Are you not going to relate that to me? And so it started changing. And so the way Didi also started listening to the murli change, she also just started to listening to the murli from the point of what she could put into practice, dharana. Otherwise, she was very much service. You know, she used to be very service-focused. So I would say, Baba talked about service, but about dharana, I like this point, I like that point. And so I used to go and relate those points. And she changed to her headspace changed. And that Didi paid so much attention to her practice, her dharana, her inculcation of knowledge. Complete attention. So today Baba said to be the embodiment of love, knowledge, bliss, peace. So to be worthy means that you are the image that grants visions. If I don't become worthy, a sample. And so again today I read Sunday's murli again because I wasn't satisfied with what I'd read on Sunday. I needed to read it again. And so what Baba said in Sunday's murli about that the fruit of your action, Baba talked about the instant fruit of our actions. And so it's like Baba had said not to eat your instant fruit of action. And so when your thoughts are elevated, then it's like that seed is there in your actions. If there's other thoughts I create about somebody, then that soul isn't able to come close to Baba. There will be a bit of distance between Baba and them because I'm pulling them with my thoughts. So it's my thoughts. So if I am creating thoughts, then fill those thoughts with Baba's love. I don't need to even say anything, but then that soul will come close to Baba. But so make sure you're not pulling other souls with your thoughts. So that should be such practice of soul consciousness that the other person is able to forget the body. They're able to become detached from the body. When I tell somebody to become soul conscious, then there's a feeling that, well, the I doesn't exist, so there is no body consciousness, just soul consciousness. And so this soul consciousness will pull others. And so I feel I still am weak in this practice. Just the way Baba, Mama, Didi, the way Daddyji have these in their life, that practice of soul consciousness, their stage of soul consciousness, that in that stage they are sitting with Baba, they are with Baba. And so it's Baba. And when you become soul conscious, then Baba says, come child, come and sit in my lap. Baba used to love this. That whilst doing service, okay, child, and he would say, child, you're going. But the way he used to speak to us, you're here, child, you're going, child. So it's not just that be happy, but your fortune is filled with happiness. And the way Baba used to say, child, you have come, child, you are going. Why am I saying this to you? Why? Because conquer your sense organs in such a way through this method of practice of soul consciousness, then you will be in that super sensuous joy. Then the happiness that Baba gives you, in that the blessings and inheritance are filled in that happiness. So first is your personal stage, practice of soul consciousness, and through that you will become a conqueror of your sense organs. There's no desire, there's no attachment. Baba is making me move along. I am fortunate. I am under God's sustenance. He gave birth to me, you know, He's sustaining me. He's adopted me, He's sustaining me. He's teaching me how to make my future elevated. He's not just feeding me and sustaining me, He's also teaching me, the child, study with so much attention that your future status is big and high. I was seeing in yoga that in the second line, 6 people were nodding off. I'm going to speak straight now. The attainment in study, if you don't have value for that, then what is your life? Through your eyes, through your forehead, through the crown, there should be just light. Others should just experience light. It will only be in your eyes. The eyes are usually referred to as the light of the eyes, and it's God has given you this, God has enlightened you. It's that Hindi word is jyoti, that you've been enlightened by God, and so there's that light in your eyes. And so I practically checked within me that the love, the regard that I have for Baba, how much love do I have? Daddy, I was speaking to Daddy yesterday, to Daddy, Daddy, do I love you more or do you love me more? And we were both saying, no, I do. And so when I was speaking to Baba this way today, and then I was saying to Baba, Baba, I love you so much, but Baba was saying, but I love you more. And I was saying, but Baba, I love you more. And so that whole love, that conversation with Baba that I was having today, then there was, you know, I embraced Baba in that whole conversation. It was an experience of a really big hug, and I was saying, Baba, I love you, and Baba was saying, I love you more. And so that whole merging in love, and when you're merged in love with God in this way, will there be sorrow in your heart? No. I can't remember where I'd said this, here or in India, but in my whole life I have never taken sorrow. People have taken sorrow from me. Yes, I have apologized and I continue to apologize. And so even if anybody has anything right now in their hearts, they've experienced sorrow from me, then I'm apologizing. I say sorry. But I've never taken sorrow. Those who are giving me, they do test me. They're testing me, but I won't take it. On the path of devotion, I never took it. On the path of knowledge, how can I take it? I can't. I will accommodate it. Nobody is to be blamed. Okay, they've pulled my attention on this. That's good. Very good. Okay, so some people are hurt through my words. Okay, I will pay attention that I don't use those words. But if you have used that quality of words with me, I won't take sorrow from that, because I will see you as a friend. You have pulled my attention to this, and so I won't take sorrow from it. Why and how? Because Baba has said, be a detached observer. When you're a detached observer, you won't take anything in a wrong way. There's benefit in everything. It's an art to be a detached observer. And in Sunday's Murali again, Baba has talked about being an artist. And so through your activities, you're creating a painting. And so you're an artist. And so Baba, how he did it, is that he kept Baba's picture in front of him, and Baba kept on comparing himself to Baba and becoming like that. I'd gone to somebody's house, and the son wouldn't do anything else. He would just paint Baba's pictures. And so look, he would have Baba's photo in front of him, and then he would just keep on making. And then if you keep on comparing yourself to Baba and bringing yourself closer in terms of your activities, you will just get so lost in what Baba is that you will become like that in terms of Baba's eyes, how Baba works, your intellect. How does Baba walk? How he's from one place to the other, but whilst walking, he gives so much happiness to everyone. Smiling removed somebody's sorrow just with the smile. It's like amazing. It's a wonder, Baba's wonder. And so keep on comparing. Bring yourself closer to Baba. And so when Baba says, "Child, come here," you get so happy. And so Baba does so much. But Baba says, "No, Baba says that you are free. You have the permission to copy. So to copy, to follow Baba, to accurately copy. Don't look at anyone. Look at Baba. Then you will become worthy, and you will give the proof. No labor in this. It's just a feeling that I'm going to the land of happiness via the land of peace. It's a feeling in your heart. In the land of happiness, there will be happiness and peace, but that true peace, where there's just freedom, is in the land of silence. And so that's where the feeling is. And so the peace in the golden age is that of that's your original, your purpose is peace, and that's in your actions. And so you have that as part of your character, personality. But first you're going to the land of peace. You're going to take a dip in that golden peace. And so Baba is saying, remain a Trikal Darshi, the one who knows the three aspects of time. You are the children of the Triloki father, the father who is the master of the three worlds. And so keep a chart. 2 days, so Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow is Mama's day, and so on. Then Thursday, check your chart. And so watch, look at yourself in the next few days. Any omens that are there, remove them. And so the omens of, is it Jupiter, are on top of you, that the good omens. And so I think the book is being offered on Thursday for Didi, and so to check yourself in the next few days and clear up anything.
Shanti, Hindi class ke bhai behno ke liye, jo subah
yahan pe class mein aate hain. So, just a Rakhi announcement for Hindi brothers and sisters.
Jo actual day Rakhi hai, 9 tarikh, sham ko 6 baje yahan pehle meditation shuru hoga. Phir uske baad Baba ko bhog lagega, phir Rakhi aap sabko dadi bandhengi. Parantu ek baat aap please dhyan par rakhna ki humne Sunday ke din aapko bataya tha very clear. कि आपके रिश्तेदार फ्रेंड्स अगर आपके संपर्क में जो भी लौकिक भाई बहन है
आई एम नॉट रिपीटिंग इट बिकॉज़ इट्स अ अनाउंसमेंट फॉर हिंदी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स फॉर राखी
सो यहां पर रहेगा 6 बजे अगर आपको और कुछ कहना है पर्सनली किसी को के लिए खास रिक्वेस्ट है तो आप पर्सनली मेरे से बात करेंगे परंतु 9 तारीख विशेष आप सब के लिए है तो वो योग बट्टी का यहां अच्छा वातावरण बना रहे और जितना हो सके उतना कोई भी क्यूज वगैरह यहां इस बारी नहीं रहेगी तो कोई भी लाइन में खड़े नहीं रहेंगे तो प्लीज आपको अगर जल्दी हो जाने की तो फिर थर्सडे के दिन सुबह को यहां पर 10:30-11 बजे जो राखी होंगी तो फिर आप थर्सडे सुबह को बंधाएंगे नहीं तो वेडनेसडे राखी के दिन आप सब के लिए विशेष यहां दादी राखी बांधेंगे ओम शांति
So this, the time is passing by, and so make your time worthwhile in God's remembrance. So let's fill our mind with bliss and love. Leave everything else behind and create faith that I am a soul, and create that detachment from the body. And so fly away from this cage of the body, and like a bird, fly away. So this home of light and my Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Light, the ocean. And so let me just absorb myself in the waves of light and fill myself with the treasures. Shanti.